You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to the 118th Psalm. The 118th Psalm, verse 24, and the Bible says this: "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Amen. You may be seated. We sure appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate what He's doing. I thank Him for His goodness and His mercy and His grace, which endureth forever. Amen. I'm glad He's just there with us, and He's always promised He would be, and He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm counting on that tonight, Brother Charles. I'm banking on God going to be with me. I'm counting on Him going to be with me all the way to the end of this way, till this life is over. And then I plan on Him being there with me in that eternal day. Amen. I'm looking forward to that when there'll be no more good nights. But it'll just be good morning. Amen. You see old Brother Bill running them streets of gold, and he pipes and makes a lap around the throne of grace, and he comes around, and every time he comes by, praise God, you can just say, Brother Bill, good morning. Every time he comes by, you can say, Brother Jeff, good morning. Hey, won't it be something when we get to be there? But in the meantime, in the journey there, we all just lift up our heads and just praise God for the goodness that He does for us. I will say God's good tonight. He's good to me, and He's good to you. He's always been an ever-present help. And I'd like to preach just a little while tonight on this thought: living in victory. Oh, what a joy. Living in victory. Oh, what a joy. You may be sitting here tonight, and you come in kind of humdrum. You come in maybe defeated, a little bit depressed. But I want to say, praise God, I hope you can go out of here tonight just rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Hey, if you haven't never tried that, you ought to just go ahead and just try it one time. Just slip up your hand and just say, praise the Lord. Amen. You might decide that you like that, and it might feel so good that you might want to do it more. Now, when you get to doing it, I believe you'll get in the habit of it. And I believe it'll get excited. I think something will stir down in your soul. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, it's not about feeling. But no, I'll tell you what. When you begin to magnify the Lord, I think the feeling comes. Living in the victory, oh, what a joy. He said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We get up every morning. I got to think about this. We get up every morning. We get up and we lay there a minute. A lot of times we reach over there at old clock and we hit that snooze button. And we may hit it more than one, may hit two or three times. And then finally we got to throw our feet out over the edge of that bed and get out of there. Amen. But I will say, praise God, if we get the mental attitude and praise God, that day, the day is the day that the Lord made. Amen. Amen. Every day, praise God, when we get up, it's the day that the Lord made. Hey, the Lord, if the Lord made it, praise God, it's good. Amen. Amen. Why? How do you know? Because God don't make no bad things. Amen. So if we get the mindset as the psalmist, he said, this is the day that the Lord's made. And if we get the attitude from the get-go, before we ever crawl out of the bed, before we have to say, Lord, you're just going to have to help me today. I haven't cussed yet. I haven't sinned yet. I haven't been ugly yet. But Lord, just a minute. I'm going to throw my feet out of this bed, and I'm going to get up, and I need help.
Amen.
Amen. But if we come out of that thing with attitude, that praise God, this is another day that God has made, and it's going to be a good day. Amen. See, what we do, we get up, and the devil's got us defeated before we ever get out of bed. Huh? He already says, oh, you know how tired you are. You just wore out. Well, probably need to go to bed earlier. You know what? Doctors say we need 8 hours sleep a night. Amen? You know, I believe it probably happened, especially on Saturday night. Oh, yeah. Saturday night, if we could get in bed by 10 o'clock. Amen? Yeah. If we could get in bed Saturday night by 10 o'clock, I believe we could get up, come down to the house of the Lord on Sunday morning with a whole different attitude. Yeah. But you know what we do? We'll lay up on Saturday night, and we'll play games, and we'll watch that old one-eyed monster till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then we go to bed, and then we get up in the morning, and we're hungover, praise God, and we don't feel like going to the house of God. Yeah. If we ain't very careful, the old devil come home, and he'll say, hey, you know what? You ought to just stay home. You're too tired. Yeah. You need to stay home and get your rest. Well, it was a stinking rascal that kept you up to begin with. Yeah. Amen. But if we just say, hey, Lord, you know what? I'm just going to go with you. I don't need that mess. I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to start fresh in the morning, because tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, praise God, it's a day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
If you was here Sunday night, I preached on old John on Isle Patmos. And the Bible said he was in the Spirit on Lord's Day. You know why? Because he realized it was a day that the Lord had made. And he was excited about what God had done. I wonder how different we'd be if we got excited about what God done. If we realized, praise God, that every day is a day that God made. And he made it for you. Listen to what he says. He said, this is a day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm talking about positive. Amen. That's attitude changing stuff right there. He said, we will. Who will? We will. Who's we? Your children of God. Amen. The creation of God. He said, we will rejoice and be glad in it. There's no sense going around with a sad frown all the time. You know, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Amen. I've determined my heart, praise God. I ain't going to be in no humdrum thing. I'm going to just love the Lord, praise God, like he loves me. And you know what? Something's coming out on me. Hey, even down on the workplace, praise God, I'm seeing things in a different light. I mean, they're taking place down in my heart, praise God. I'm saying, I don't care what happens. I'm going to praise the Lord because this is a day that he's made. And if he made it, praise God, there's got to be something in it good. Amen. I'm talking about a whole different attitude. I'm talking about a mindset for God's little children, the life day that we live on this here earth. Praise God, it ought to be our best day if we can just have a different attitude. Say, this is a day that God has made. And we're going to be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. Well, you see, I'm saying getting excited about the Lord. Getting excited about what he's done. Every day, praise God, is a blessing. Every day is a day of joy. Every day is a day of gladness. Hey, there's some joy and gladness. I don't care how bad the day is. There's some joy and gladness in every day. You get up, don't you? You take a big deep breath. You go in there and you get in the shower and the water runs. Amen. I'm talking about blessings. Amen. Things that God gives every day is good. We can take one little, the devil tries to take one little thing. He tries to pound us down and get us discouraged right off the bat. He'll do it every day. Every day, if we'll let him, God come along, he'll try to pick our own carcasses up and try to encourage us. And the devil comes along, he says, well, what have you got to be excited about? You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. The old devil comes along, he says, well, what have you got to be excited about? What's God? How's God helping you? Well, let's see, help me to wake my open my eyes. Help me to breathe. Amen. Some of you do it naturally. I don't. Don't lie if you got a CPAP too. Amen. We got to have them machines that punch air into us at night. Kind of like that bomb joke, you know, you breathe in, breathe out. They got the headset. Because my mind don't tell me to breathe when I'm asleep. I think it's because God realized I need extra rest. Amen. So he just shuts everything down for a few seconds. Amen. Of course, I don't know what's doing to my mind. But I tell you, every day that we have, it's a blessing from God. There's joy and gladness in every day. Amen. But how do we live in that victory? How do we live in that joy? How do we stay in that joyful place that God has for every one of us? That's God's desire today. God's desire to Kevin is for us to have joy and peace and all that in our hearts and our lives. That's God's. Hey, the Lord said he was going to give us his peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. Amen. If we ain't got peace in our life, it ain't God's fault. If we ain't got joy in our hearts, praise God, it ain't God's fault. It's because we don't want it. I pray God, if we begin to seek and to ask, he said, you'll receive. The only reason we don't have is because we don't ask. Praise the Lord. But he says, how do we live in victory? How do we live in joy? How do we have a joyful life tonight in the Lord? If you go back to the Psalms, the fifth Psalm, the psalmist says, now David, in the fifth Psalm, David's telling us some things here that'll help us. I believe this will help a church in the day and hour that we live. In verse 8, the Bible says, in the fifth Psalm, verse 8, the Bible says, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. He said, hey, he said, you're going to have to lead me straight. Even the present enemy said, you're going to have to do the directing. And he said, you need to show me the straight path so that I don't get lost, so that I don't go astray. He said, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth, talking about the wicked, the enemy. Said, there's no faithfulness in an enemy. There's no faithfulness in ungodly. They ain't got no faithfulness. There's no faithfulness to their family. There's no faithfulness to their self. There's no faithfulness to their God. And there's surely no faithfulness to church. Amen. There's no faithfulness in them. You want to please God. You want me to tell you how to be pleasing God? Just be faithful. Amen. You just be faithful. You say, "Yo, but preacher, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do this." Let me tell you what to try. Just try and be faithful to the Lord in everything that you do, everything that you are, and God take care of the rest. Amen. Faithfulness will go a long ways with the Lord. Amen. He said, "For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wicked." It's very wickedness. It's very wickedness. Their insides is wicked. So you know what happens a lot of times? Church folk, again, we get both church folk, and they come in here, and boy, they look good on the outside, but the inside's rotten. You know, well, preacher, we ain't supposed to judge people. I don't judge nobody. I just look at fruit. The Bible says we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. And praise God, if we're not a bearing good fruit, then we're rotten. They said, last time I looked, there's only two kinds of fruit. There's good fruit and rotten fruit. Amen. But if we're faithful to the Lord and trying to do right, praise God, we'll produce some good fruit. Now, there may be a little bit of junk in there that He's got to work out of us. But praise God, you get plugged into the vine right. You get plugged into the right vine. You'll produce good fruit. Amen. There'll be some good fruit. I guarantee it. Somewhere along the line, you'll produce some good fruit. But he goes on, he says, their throat is an open sepulchre. They falter with their tongue. You know where the first place you'll see bad fruit is? Coming out of the mouth. Because the Bible says, and Matthew says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's inside you, that's inside you, it'll come out. Amen? What you are inside, and you know what? That's what matters to God. Hey, we're full of the deformities and oddities and stuff and shape and size and everything on the outside. But God ain't looking at the outside. God's looking at the inside. And if we get the inside right, praise God, the outside will be okay. God can fix it. Amen. Because that inside will radiate to the outside and you'll be looking good. Amen. You'll be looking all right in the eyes of God. But he said, it's that throat's an open sepulchre, and they falter with their tongue. And he says, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. He said, hey, but all that wickedness, he said, just get rid of that. You know, one of these days it's going to be cast out. Amen. God's a recording everything. Do you know he's got real good records? He records everything you do. Everything you say, every thought you have that you entertain, amen? Now, I ain't saying if the old devil runs something through your mind, praise God, it's a sin. No, it's when we entertain that thought and we let our mind take it and run with it. That's when it becomes sin. But if something comes through and when that bad thought comes through there, an image or something, praise God, it's not right. You know what you do? I've told you what you do. Remember what you do? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. And it flees. It's gone. Amen. It don't hang around. Quick, fast, in a hurry. It's gone. That's how you keep your life pure, by the way. Call Jesus. But he said, in the multitude of their transgression, for they have, now listen to this, for they have rebelled against thee. He said, what causes all that is rebellion against God. He said, rebellion against God causes us to transgress. It causes us to sin. It causes us to miss the mark. Amen. You know there's a mark of high calling for a child of God. The Lord's calling us to bigger and better things, to higher laws, praise God, than this old world. But he said, this is what takes place. This is pretty discouraging, isn't it? This stuff I just told you about, it's pretty discouraging. It's a bad place to be. Don't sound like a whole lot of hope there. But now, wait a minute. He goes on in some encouraging things. Amen. I like the encouraging things of the Lord. Because see, that's the part that he has for us. The Lord wants to give us encouraging things to encourage us and help us in this journey of life. To show us, praise God, what he's got for us and the help he has to give. In verse 11 he says, but let all those that put their trust in thee, what? Rejoice. Amen. If you trust in the Lord tonight, praise God, you can rejoice. If you trust in the Lord tonight, you've got hope. Amen. Christ Jesus tonight, trusting him, putting our trust in him, is hope of glory. It's that hope of eternal hope. It's that eternal promise that we have. Amen. As children of God, if we've got the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, we have hope. If we put our trust in him, we can rejoice. He said, let them ever shout with joy. Amen. He said, not only if we put our trust in him can we rejoice, but he said, we can shout with joy. So he said, we have trust, which brings rejoicing, and rejoicing brings joy. You get the rejoicing in the Lord, praise God. You get up every morning just saying, oh goodness, it's another day. But you get up and say, hey, it's another day that God's give us. Another day that the Lord's made, praise God. And I'm excited in it. Amen. I'm excited about today because I just wonder what God will do for me today. Amen. Well, now, that's different. Usually I get up and say, well, if I can get this coffee in me, I'll get to moving here in a little while. And, it's kind of like that commercial they got on about the lady. She gets up, she's getting ready to go to work, and she's getting ready to drink her orange juice. And you got the police officer sitting there, and he said, oh, and by the way, he said, as soon as that meter runs out, I'm going to give you a ticket. And he said, oh, the elevator's going to be out, and you're going to have to walk up 15 flights of stairs. And she says, well, good thing I had my orange juice. Well, see, that's what God does for us if we let him. We wake up, praise God, and we say, hey, and the devil comes along. He says, it's probably be a bad day at work. You know, what's-her-face is out today, and she's on vacation, or she'll probably just call in sick, and you're going to have to do everything. You're going to cover it all. Amen? Amen? So that's what Susan says. Allison called in and said, you're going to have to do it all today. Huh? Probably the other way around. No. But that's what happened first thing. The devil broadside us, he'll try to get us distracted and just saying, hey, you know what? Today's going to be a great day. I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm ready to go. Praise God, and if the car will start, I'll have transportation and I'll just trust the Lord to get me there. And praise God, I'm just going to do everything for the glory of God. The Bible says, do all things unto the Lord. Amen. When you get down to job place, do it like you're doing it for the big boss. Amen. You talk about an employee. Within just a little while, you'll be getting employee of the month. Amen. You'll be a good employee. I mean, you'll be getting there on time. You won't be late. You say, well, preacher, I'm always late. Well, 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 if you may be late for work, you may be late for church, but you're not going to be late when it comes time standing for Jesus. You're going to be on time, amen, and you're going to give an account, praise the Lord. But if we get up and we come with attitude, praise God, we're going to do everything, we're going to do all things that's unto him, because he's blessed us and he's encouraged, he's given us all that, and praise God, I'm not ever going to get this preached. Hey, but God's so good. You just can't expound upon how good. If we wake up with the right attitude and we set it in our minds, praise God, it's going to be a good day. Yeah. Only reason you have bad days is because you choose to. Yeah. I'm saying not, praise God, there's good things in every day. And you know your attitude affects everybody around you. Yeah. Amen. I'll show you in a minute. He's talking about after the rebellion. He says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. See, somebody's on our side. See, you've got to realize the Bible says we have an advocate with Christ Jesus the righteous. Amen. He's our advocate with the Lord. He's our advocate in every situation. He's our advocate against the devil. He's our advocate against the world. Amen. You know, the world comes along and it pushes at you and pulls at you and tugs at you and shoves on you. But praise God, we even have an advocate against the world. And that's Jesus. He's defending us. He said, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. He said, let us rejoice, praise God, and let us have some joy. It's time. Hey, listen, it's time God's people had joy in their heart. Thank God, we don't have to go around frowning all the time. We can smile. Amen. Yeah, it don't hurt nothing. Amen. People won't think you're crazy because you smile. I know what you're thinking. They're going to say, what do you want? What are you up to? What have you done now? Amen. But we can smile. We can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. He said, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. Why are we smiling? Why are we rejoicing? Because we're getting blessings from God. He's pouring out in abundance, giving us blessings every day. Hey, listen, you can't count all the blessings that God gives you in one day. You can't do it. I mean, you couldn't even pin them down. You couldn't write them down, all the blessings, because you'd have to write down one breath. Oh, another breath. Hold on, Lord, I'm trying. Another breath. Huh? You couldn't do it. But you say, well, preacher, that's just stuff that we do. Yeah, breathe. Amen. It's just stuff that we do. It's what God gives us all the time. And we take so much for granted. Every breath, praise God, every day that we have, it's a gift from God. And it's time that we started acting like, it's time that we started having joy in our heart and rejoicing in the Lord because of the day that He's given us. Amen. Comes from the Lord. He said, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Remember what righteous is. What does it mean to be righteous? That's right in the eyes of God. Amen. It's not what we think's right. Amen. It's not what you pass. It's not even what I thought says right. It's what God says is right. Anybody that tells you, praise God, that they're absolutely right and that they can't be refuted, praise God, they're not right. Because if it don't line up with God says, it's not right. Amen. He said He's talking to those that are righteous, those that's trying to do right according to what God says. He said, with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. So He said, God's a blessing the righteous, amen, those that's trying to do right according to His will, and He's blessed with favor and will compass him with a shield. He said, God's going to put a hedge around us. God's going to put protection around us if we'll just let Him. He said, but see, we have to accept that. We have to receive that to ourselves in order to have that protection that God's got for us. But you know what we do? Us men, Eddie, we say, God, I got this. It's going to be okay, Lord. I got this, and today I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm a man. Yeah, and that's just about time you're going to fall on your face. Amen? What we need to do is say, hey, Lord, you know, I know that you're God, and I know that you're able. And Lord, I'm just putting my trust in you, and Lord, I just want you to hedge about me today. Amen? Because this is a good day, and you've made it, and Lord, I just want to be a participator in your goodness. Hello? Amen. Yeah, I'm just going to smile, and I'm just going to rejoice and have joy, and I'm just going to rejoice in your goodness. Amen. And I'm just going to be in that sphere of your goodness, praise God, and just expect you to be good. And you know what? He will be, because that's who He is. Said that Jesus said himself, he's none good but one. He said, that's the Father above. He's good. Amen. Real good. Amen. So we see here, the Bible says that, praise God, He said that we can rejoice in the Lord because of the blessings that we receive from Him. So we can see joy because of victory. Where's the victory at? It's in our soul. It's in the inward man. That joy, that victory that we have, it's in the inward man because we've trusted the Lord and we're accepting His righteousness. And praise God, He's a blessing us and helping us and pulling us along the way. Encouraging us every day. Giving us every day. Amen. So there's no point of going around in a humdrum situation, a humdrum attitude. We might as well just rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Have joy in your heart. Because that's what God wants for us. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13, the Bible says this: a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Amen. You ain't smiling. How's your heart? He said, a merry heart. What is a merry heart? That's a heart that's full of joy. Amen? That's a heart that has a cheerful spirit. He said, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But now listen to what he says. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Where does sorrow of the heart come from? Where would sorrowed heart come from? You know where sorrowed heart comes from? It comes from grief of the mind. Amen. When our mind gets so grieved, so full of grief, praise God, it brings sorrow to the heart. And I believe that's where a lot of people stay all the time. We stay with grief in our mind, and we run around here with sorrow in our hearts. But God said it's not supposed to be that way. He said, A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. He said, if you got joy in your heart, he praise God, it ought to come out on you. You ought to be smiling, you ought to be encouraging, you ought to be friendly. Yeah, you know, Proverbs also said to have a friend, you got to show yourself friendly. Amen. We got to try to be friendly, to have friends. These people say, well, preacher, I ain't got no friends. Well, you ought to be friendly. Befriend somebody. Go up somebody and shake their hand, smile at them. Hey, how you doing? Amen. You go up and say, hey, how you doing? Now you doing all right today? You doing good. Who wants to hang out with that? Huh? But you know, if we ain't very careful, that's how we start our day. We start our day with attitude, Lord, just bless me if you can. And we go through that whole day with that attitude. And we're miserable. Amen? But he said, hey, praise God. He said, if we got this joy in our heart, it's a merry heart, it makes a cheerful countenance, but my sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. So you got that broken spirit. But he goes on to say in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, he said, all the days of the afflicted are evil. Now this is where it hits us. Now listen to this, very careful. He said, all the days, Proverbs 15, 15, all the days of the afflicted, you know what my definition of that afflicted is? The miserable. Amen? All the days of the afflicted, the miserable, are evil. In other words, bad. Evil's bad, right? So he said, all the days of the afflicted, all the days of the miserable are bad days. If you go around with a humdrum attitude, if you go around miserable all the time, you know, that's that grief of mind, that sorrow of mind, thinking all the... Why, you know why we're like it? Because we're thinking all the negative things instead of counting our blessings, because God's give them. Amen? But we take two or three little negative things and we'll dwell on them, and if we ain't careful, we just get in a stupor, almost like a drunk person. I mean, we can't talk, we can't communicate, we can't have relationships. Because why? We're miserable. We're having a miserable day. Do you work with anybody like that? I mean, they're just miserable all the time. They come in and you got to tiptoe around like you're on eggshells, and you got to talk to them real careful the first two or three to see what kind of mindset they're in, what kind of attitude they're in before you speak to them. See whether or not they're going to, hello? I know nobody knows nobody like you. See whether they're going to bite your head off or not before you speak. Because they're always, it's like they're miserable. And they're just, they come in with attitude, come into work with attitude, like, it's going to be a bad day. And I'm just miserable already because it's going to be a bad day. Oh yeah, and I ain't going to participate in it by myself. If I'm going to have a bad day, everybody's having a bad day. Amen? You know anybody like that? Huh? You ever know anybody like that? And let me just say this while I'm here. If you got a job that you hate, you despise, you can't stand it, don't go in and make everybody miserable every day complaining, murmuring about it. Number one, if you hate it that bad, find you another one. Amen? Find you another job. But I guarantee you, it's probably not the job. It's probably your attitude. You get up miserable before you ever get there. And you never give it a chance. Hey, if you go there at a certain time, and they pay you from a certain time to a certain time, and you get that check every week, what they've promised to pay you, then they've done what they were supposed to do. Amen? Jimmy, you hear this? He told me to preach this. If they give you what they promised you, then they've done what they're supposed to. So if you're miserable with that, then you just need to find other employment, or just say, hey, wait a minute. You know, they're paying me what they promised to pay. I'm making that with the help of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to rejoice, praise God, because what he's given, he's allowed me to go there. He's allowed me the health to get there. He's allowed me the help to do what I do. So I'm just going to rejoice, praise God, just give him the glory. Amen. But Proverbs, the old preacher's smart. Amen. He knew what he was talking about. Because he knew that they'd be miserable. I think on some, he probably went through some of these times. Amen. But he said, all the days of the afflicted are evil. But I'm glad he don't stop there. He says, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Amen. See, don't stop there. He said, all the days afflicted are miserable and bad. He said, but he that hath a merry heart, every day's good. He's just on a continual feast. You ever know somebody that was just all the time happy? Just all the time happy, all the time smiling. You know what they're doing? They're merry in their heart. They've got the Lord in their heart. They're trusting the Lord. They're right with God. Amen. And they're just happy about it. And God just blessed them. They're just praising him and thanking him for the blessings. And they're hooked up, good to go. So he says here, said the merry heart, praise God, hath a continual feast. Amen. But he goes on in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. He said, not only does a merry heart have a continual feast, but in Proverbs 17, 22, he said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I mean, he said it makes you feel good. You know, the doctor, you go to the doctor and you get and there's something wrong with you, you don't feel good. So a doctor, he looks at you and he, after you tell him what's wrong with you, now they're not as good as a good vet, because a good vet will take a dog or a horse or a cow and they actually doctor them, figure out what's wrong with them and fix them. Doctors, you go in there and you tell them what's wrong with you. You tell them all your symptoms. Yeah. Amen. And they mechanically take your temperature, and they do all these things, and then they prescribe. They'll write you a prescription, and you feel bad, and you go home, and unless you're my mother or Miss Ruby, you take that medicine every day like they tell you for as long as they tell you. Now my mother and Miss Ruby don't do that. They take it one or two days. If they're not better, they quit that because it's just not working. Amen, Brother Ralph, go home and tell her I said that. But Austin does that too. But if you take your medicine, you begin to feel better. So he said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. In other words, he said, hey, a cheerful spirit, it begins to cheer you up. And he says, as it begins to cheer you up, it makes you feel better. You feel healthier. Amen. He said, a merry heart is like medicine. If you feel all depressed and downtrodden, have you ever noticed that you can feel all sad and somebody come along that's kind of upbeat and they'll tell you something that's kind of cute or something, or they just say something to you that just makes you kind of chuckle, then you say, all of a sudden you was way down here and all of a sudden you already feel a little better. Why? Because it's medicine. It's medicine. God's using medicine. That merry heart, you're using that medicine to make you feel better. You begin to feel better about yourself. You begin to feel better about your surroundings. Amen. You begin to quit murmuring and complaining. You do that when you begin to feel better. I called Brother Don today and was talking to him, and I told him, I said, and he answered the phone, and I called him. I didn't get him. He called me back. He answered, I answered the phone. And I asked him, I said, Brother Don, I said, are you whining? He said, no, not too bad. So she won't let me whine much. Amen. But we whine, we tend to whine when we feel bad. But when we feel good, praise God, we don't need to whine no more. Because we feel good. So if we feel good in our soul, if we're merry, if we got joy in our heart, which Christ, trust in Christ gives us, amen, and right being right with God gives us, he said, then we have joy in our heart and we feel better. You know why the world's so miserable? You know why everybody around us tonight is so miserable? Because they don't have no hope. They're not merry in their hearts. A lost person, all he's got is this life right now and hell forever. Ain't very promising. I wouldn't sign, if they had a book here signing up, I wouldn't sign up for that. I don't want no part of that. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, we trusting in the Lord, trusting what Christ done for us. He said, then we can have a merry heart. And he said, it works like a medicine. Amen. But he said, that broken spirit, that part of us that when it's beat down and afflicted and grieved, it gives you a gloomy outlook. Amen. And a gloomy outlook, it affects the whole body. It affects every essence of us. And it not only just affects, but it affects everybody around us. You want to change your household tonight? You know how you got? What you got to do first? You got to change you. Amen. When you change you and you become more upbeat and more have more joy, more merry in your heart, everybody around you will be more merry. Amen. You mamas try this when you get home. Amen. Because mom ain't happy, nobody's happy, right? So you just try being happy. When you feel discouraged and things ain't going right, just be happy. Tell kids, say, look, I ain't going there because it don't make me happy. And I won't be happy. Because I won't be happy so you can be happy. Amen? I won't have joy in my heart so that you can have joy in your heart. What are you saying? I'm saying, say, hey, look, I want to set the example. I'm not going this other place. I'm not going to be this miserable person having a bad day all the time. But I will go to a different place. I'm going to place a joy, a place of hope, a place of encouragement so that I can have what I need for me so I can be healthy. Amen? We need to be healthy. And the Lord wants that. Lord, you know the Lord wants us to have joy. He wants us to have joy. Look over in John chapter 15. Let me just show you a couple more verses. I'm trying to hurry. John chapter 15 and verse 10. The Bible says this. Let me go back to 9. He says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you. Now listen to this. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So he said, what I want is I want you to just listen to God. Focus on him. Set our mind and our attitude and our attention on the Lord. He said, do what God says. And he said, that shows that you have the love of God in your heart. He said, it's shed abroad in you. He said, that'll bring me joy. And then your joy will be full. He said, you'll be plumb full of joy. Amen. You know why we're not full of joy? Because we're not listening to God. We always want to do that. Well, Lord, I'm going to do it my way. It's your way, or the old saying, your way or highway. Well, you're just putting on the highway and just do it God's way. But the Lord said he wants us to have joy. And then he goes on in chapter 16, verse 24, and he says in order to have this joy, he said we need to ask for it. Verse 24, John 16 says, hereto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. Now here it is, that your joy may be full. He said, you want to be full of joy? Just ask for it. Say, Lord, I need joy. I want joy in my life. I want your joy in me. I want your joy, praise God, around me. I don't want this miserable existence anymore. I don't want no more bad days. I want to have joy in my heart. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Having any effect? Amen. I'm just telling you how to be happy. Amen. Hey, listen, you know, some of these big churches out in Texas stuff, they'll tell you how to have wealth and all this stuff. I want to tell you how to have joy in your heart. I want to tell you how to have those things in your heart, praise God, that'll make a difference. That you won't just be counting on something that the world, some kind of handout the world can give you. If you want that, just wait a while. It's coming. It won't be what you like. There won't be no joy in it. But he said, hey, praise God. He said, the joy that we're seeking for is in the Lord. Amen. So he wants to give us that joy, and he wants our joy to be full. He wants us to be overflowing with joy. And then in closing, in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, Romans chapter 14, verse 16, he said, let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. He said, hey, the kingdom of God, what? He said, what's the kingdom? He said, it's not meat and drink. It's not what you get. He said, not what you can lay hands on here. Amen. It's not what you can see and touch and feel. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. What? That's it's right in the eyes of God. Righteousness and peace and what? Now here it is. And joy. And where does the joy come? He said, in the Holy Ghost. He said, it's that Holy Ghost of God that moves into your heart, that takes up His dwelling. The Bible said that the Holy Ghost, once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Holy Ghost of God indwells you. That means He comes in, He kicks off His shoes, and He says, I'm just going to just plant myself right here. And then He begins to guide us and to lead us and to show us, praise God, and we begin to listen to Him. He said that it begins to be right with God, and we begin to have that peace in our heart, and it brings joy. Imagine that. That's almost so simple that a little child could understand it. Huh? I mean, that's just almost like taking it off the top shelf. As Brother R.H. used to say, and he said, put it on the bottom shelf where little kids can get it. That's what Paul done there. He said, hey, the kingdom of God, he said, it's not about meat and drink. It's not about what you can get and hang on, and you can grab hold of, you can see or touch or feel. He said, it's not nothing about it. He said, it's about righteousness with God. Doing what God says right. He said, that brings peace in your heart, and then you have joy. And that joy, praise God, through the Holy Ghost, God, and said, it'll make you full. And you know what? When you get full, I don't know about you, but the last time I heard when something is full, amen, there's no room for any more junk in it. When your life gets plumb full of doing right for God, praise God, there's no room for no junk. Amen. He helps you. He makes you, praise God, and helps you to do right. He just fills you with that that's right. And when you get full with that's right, there's no, that misery's gone. You're no more afflicted. Praise God. There's no more affliction. The miserable part's gone. The bad days are gone. And everything becomes good. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you just don't know. You've never been at my house. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have. I've been at my house. Amen. I've been at my house. But you know what? I want my life, this vessel that I'm responsible for, to be that vessel that's pleasing to God. I want to be seeking His righteousness so that I can have... I've got peace in my heart. Amen. Tonight I have peace, Brother Bill, in my heart, because I'm trying my best to do what's right in the eyes of God. I fail and come short every day just like you do. But I'm doing my best to do right with the help of the Lord. And I've got a peace about that. And you know what? I've got a newfound joy in my life that I've never had. I've got joy in my life that I've never had. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Am I making any sense? I've got joy in my heart that I've never experienced before, because I'm just trusting Him. I'm following Him. I'm allowing Him. Like I told you, praise God, if I got time to do this or that, I'd do it. If not, I'm just trusting my Lord. I'm just praising my God. And praise the Lord, if I get a verse on my mind, my heart, and I need to go sit down and read a while, I just go read a while. Amen. My granddad told me one time, my grandpa Young, he's a smart man. You know what? He'd do come towards a later in the day, and he'd get tired, and he said, let's go to the house. He said, if it ain't another day, it won't matter. Amen. You know, that little man had more peace in his heart, and he had joy. I don't ever remember him getting upset and torn. He never allowed himself to have a miserable day. I mean, even the last years when his health got bad, he had joy in his heart because he was right with God. He had peace, and peace brought that joy. Amen. Me and him get up there and sat under that old oak tree. Me and Brother Jeff was up there the other day and went up there and had prayer. He come help me burn some brush. And we sitting under that old oak tree, and Granddad sat there, and he'd get talking about the Lord. He'd get happy. And when he got happy, he'd laugh, he'd cry at the same time. Amen. And Brother Bill, you know what I want? I want what my granddaddy had. I said on my heart a while back, if that, praise God, I don't care if the hair lifts the devil in the whole world, I want what my granddaddy had. Yeah. Amen. And I want to be right with God. I want to have peace in my heart because I want that joy that he had. Amen. Jesus said it's there to be had. He said, seek you first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. He said, I'll give you all the rest. Amen. He said, if you want joy tonight, just live in victory. You live in victory, praise God. Oh, what a joy. Oh, what a joy in living in the victory.